Hey, this is Jodie. I haven't been on audiobook for so long, and I have no excuse. I'm going to say that I've been really busy, but seriously, who hasn't got 2 minutes out of their day to be able to quickly record something? I guess it's more that I couldn't think of anything to say, and I've been fairly busy, but not that busy that I couldn't spare a bit of time. Anyway, there have been a lot of things going on. I feel like it's been a while. There was obviously the disasters that happened with flooding throughout Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, and that was really sad to know people affected by the floods, and yet it's still so far away from where I am. Even the Victorian floods that happened around the Murray, it's probably about a 4.5 to 5 hour drive for me. So it's quite a way still. Doesn't mean that we didn't have flooding within the area because I actually had water pouring in my house at one stage. We've been in drought for so long that when it rains now, that's what happens. And then of course oh, that probably doesn't make sense because all the ground settles over time. If the ground's been dry for an extensive period of time, it starts cracking and drying out and shrinking away, I guess, and of course any structure that's on top of that will tend to move slightly, so you might get a crack in the wall or the roof, hence when it rains, water comes in. Anyway, then you had the Christchurch earthquake, which was terrible, 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 and I think that people so calmly going about their day-to-day business, working, were sadly killed or injured, and that's awful. And then the Japanese earthquake, and I know it's not as bad as the 2004 tsunami which hit Thailand, only because of the amount of people that were killed in that particular tsunami. But I think the Japanese tsunami following the earthquake that they had was horrific because it was so visual. It was in our faces, and this is what's happening more and more. And it was available, the technology was available to the Japanese to be able to do this, I guess, more than the 2004 tsunami that occurred and wiped out a lot more people. But oh, it's just amazing. And then you get all of the people who want to comment about it's our fault because it's global warming, it's somehow the moon's fault because it was closer that particular moment in time than it had been for a gazillion years, or it's an act of God, or Mother Nature is trying to take back after we've devastated the land. And I just think those types of comments are ridiculous because, and I can sum it up with a beautiful quote that I heard from, or I read from Deepak Chopra, who is a lovely, lovely man, and I adore his tweets. And he basically said that nature is an active, not a structure. It is an active, and we are actives within that activity of nature. So things are constantly moving. Even the ground beneath our feet is moving in some way. It's not a solid structure. And it makes sense. Things are happening. These things are part of what the earth does. It has been doing it for millions of years, and it will do it again for hopefully another million or so years, because I don't believe in that 2012 rubbish either. There may be a realignment of something, there may be all of these quakes might be related to some sort of polar shift, but it won't be as dramatic as the movies, and it won't be the end of the world either. I promise we'll be talking in 2013. But anyway, I just wanted to have a quick update on where I'm at, which I haven't really told you anything. Busy. No mind in what I'm really doing outside of what I'm doing, other than working quite a bit, seeing a lot of people, and enjoying life in general. But we'll talk again soon. Take care.